Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
What if my organization's numbers aren't growing? At a recent Q&A, I was asked how leaders in smaller markets or communities can avoid becoming discouraged if their measurable metrics aren't continually rising. I answered this by pointing to a simple three-word phrase that God laid on my heart a number of years ago. Take a listen.
But how do you see that kind of idea that you were talking about earlier? Like how it plays out in like different contexts and like rural Cedar Springs versus like other areas? Is it universal or how do you see it play out like around here as well?
I'll show you one thing that this kind of this was a real short phrase that came to me several years ago. You know, and as I mentioned, like this my blog with 5,000 posts, I don't remember everything that I've written. But going back and looking for some things, I found that there were thoughts that I was writing down 8, 9, 10 years ago that ended up in the book, and I'm like, oh, I had almost forgotten that I wrote that, and it was these same thoughts. And there was something that I wrote down a long time ago when this idea of struggling, especially I think where a lot of people struggle is in that if they have in their idea or in their mind that the metric is numbers going up, when you're in a community that is a smaller community and you're like, well, how can I get my numbers to go up? And they begin to want to, well, maybe this isn't successful for me and I need to move on. And so I really, I think I got one here. I came up with this three-word phrase as a reminder for me, was this phrase, God chose me. The God chose part, I think, should give me the confidence. If he's the one who chose me, then there's very little that anybody else could say that could trump that. But then the humility part comes from saying God chose me. Of all the people that he could choose, why did he choose me? And these verses that I put down here, 1 Timothy 3:1 is Paul speaking to his protege, Timothy, and he says, if you aspire to leadership, you aspire to a good thing, a noble thing. Over here, Jeremiah is speaking to his understudy, a man by the name of Baruch, and he said, should you seek great things for yourself? Don't do it. And so we put those two together. I'm aspiring to leadership, but not for myself, but for somebody else. And then obviously Jesus is our ultimate example of that. But this is the phrase that has kept me grounded so many times to say, okay, there, I believe, and this is part of my, for me, the immense value of journaling things. When I felt like God was opening doors for me to come to Cedar Springs, I wrote down a lot of stuff that we were praying about, thinking about, people talking to us, so that I can go back and say, you know what? I didn't choose Cedar Springs. God chose me for Cedar Springs. Yeah. And he chose me. Of all the people that he could choose other people, but he chose me. And so I think that's the part, if you have less to rely on, if you say, I chose me to be in that position, this is the ladder that I wanted to climb, then, you know, sometimes I think people are like, did I climb the right ladder? Was it leaning against the right wall? I think that's the hard part. But when we can look back on something and say, you know, I didn't pick this for myself, but I'm going to be faithful in what God chose for me to do.
This is an idea that I unpack throughout my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter. Please pick up a copy for yourself or as a gift for your friends who are in leadership positions. Shepherd Leadership is available in print or ebook and in audiobook through either Audible or Apple. I've shared links in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.